Hey, 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 Live It Up fam. Welcome to another episode on If It Up. I'm your girl, Flo J, and I personally say welcome to this great journey. On today's episode, we're talking about letting go. And we've entered a new year, and there are a few or many, many baggages we've entered with this year. Well, I kind of brought in my travel bag along, so... What exactly are we letting go of, honestly? You know, letting go of the habits that don't help, you know, friendships that are toxic, businesses that drain you, you know, things that don't make us happy, that don't make us productive. So, you know, thinking about it, our slogan this year should be becoming a better version of ourselves. And how are we going to do that if we're still holding on to those baggages and travel baggages and all that kind of stuff? I know I, for one, I've felt the relief of letting go that grudge, the pain, the regrets, and the high expectations. No matter how old you are, life could still be beautiful for you. You are never too old to enjoy life in peace. When you keep running yourself crazy in that perfectionist kind of thing, then you're gonna tell yourself that you're old. But like, don't get me wrong, I know we are not supposed to dwell in the world so much, but don't burden yourself so much either. So much that you've forgotten how fun you could actually be. So much that you've forgotten that sushi may taste great. I haven't had sushi, by the way. So fun. Don't make yourself feel so tense, so timid that you don't get to live. You don't get to experience what could have been experienced, you know. You've forgotten you. Let that child part of you come out sometimes. Let the fun part of you, everyone has a fun side, let it come out sometimes, you know. If people around you can't appreciate you, maybe you need to get that new job again, or you need to get a new neighbor, or a new environment, or new friends, and well, maybe you need to leave that relationship as well. This is the time to enjoy you, sweetie. Just enjoy you, but in the most cautious way. I know we're all having fun and wild now, but like, get to feel you. Do things that you know would have taken you out of your comfort zone. Like, this business that I'm starting is something that you wanted to do all this time, but you've gotten so afraid. Let go of that fear. Let go of that negativity. Let go of like people who'd keep talking down at you or on you and making you feel less than you are. If it's a family, you can't obviously let go of your family, but let go of certain things like the privileges you've been giving people to just walk to your face and say a bunch of trash. You know, talk like, fall in love, sis. I mean, with K, obviously, it's not every single thing in trousers that you can fall in love with, but fall in love, you know. Don't always hold back, you know. Who knows where, maybe there could be a lesson in that love. And you know, bro, just tell that lady you like her. Let go of that shyness, let go of that whole manly ego thingy that I cannot tell a lady I like her. She has to see it for herself. Sometimes you have to try before you can actually conclude. Let someone help you and stop doing your work on your battles alone for a change. Well, you know, I could go on and on and on and on. This is a rather short episode, but it's something that has been ringing to me, and I thought like, I need to let my Live It Up family know that this year we need to let certain things go. We need to be us and be happy. But I'll just stop here today and say that you guys should stay tuned for our next episodes. You know, connect with me on Instagram at @itsflo_j, or the Live It Up page at @liveitup_withflo_j. You can check the Facebook page Live It Up. Like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, that is Life with Flo J, and then follow me on Twitter as well at @itsflo_j. From your girl Flo J. Stay blessed and remember to live it up. I love y'all so much. Peace. We out.